Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Keith J. Cunningham's book, The Road Less Stupid. Sophie, I have to ask, what's the biggest thing you took away from this one?
Hey there, Sam. For me, the central idea is just so freeing. It's not about getting smarter. It's about getting less stupid. And that feels way more achievable, right?
Totally. Because being smart doesn't protect you from making dumb mistakes. In fact, Cunningham argues smart people are often better at rationalizing their bad decisions.
Exactly. They construct elaborate justifications for why their flawed thinking was actually correct. So the real path to success is eliminating the dumb things you're already doing.
One thing that hit me hard was the distinction between activity and progress. I'm so guilty of mistaking busyness for momentum.
Oh, me too. We wear our packed schedules like badges of honor. But Cunningham asks this brutally honest question: does this actually matter? If the answer is no, why are you doing it?
And he says busyness is a form of procrastination. It's a way to avoid the hard thinking required to identify what truly matters. That's done a little.
Right. Thinking is the highest leverage activity, yet we avoid it like the plague. We'd rather check email, attend meetings, scroll social media, anything but sit quietly and think.
So what's his framework for making better decisions? It's all about asking the right questions, right?
Yes. Most people rush to answers before they understand the problem. He advocates for disciplined questioning. What am I assuming? What would have to be true for this to be a good idea? What's the downside if I'm wrong?
Those questions are simple, but I almost never ask them. And he warns against the illusion of knowledge. We think we understand way more than we actually do.
Intellectual humility is a superpower. When you acknowledge what you don't know, you become open to learning and changing your mind. Most people do the opposite.
He also dives into emotions. We think we're logical, but emotions drive most of our choices. Fear, greed, hope, pride, they're all there.
And the key is not to eliminate emotions, but to recognize them. When you're euphoric about an investment, that's when you should be most skeptical. Self-awareness is the foundation.
There's a great concept called leverage, getting more output from less input. Financial leverage, intellectual leverage, network leverage, and systems leverage.
Right. It's not about working harder. It's about finding the points where a small input produces a disproportionately large output.
An opportunity cost is huge. Every yes is a no to something else. The question shouldn't be, is this good? But is this the best use of my time right now?
That shift in perspective makes you much more willing to say no. And saying no is one of the most underrated skills in business and life.
He's pretty harsh on business plans too. He says most are works of fiction based on optimistic assumptions. The real value is the process of thinking through variables.
Exactly. A plan is a hypothesis, not a prediction. The smartest people are constantly testing assumptions and adjusting course. They treat reality as the ultimate arbiter.
And he talks about the psychology of risk. We overestimate vivid risks like plane crashes and underestimate slow, gradual threats like poor diet or lack of exercise.
He recommends conducting pre-mortems. Imagine your venture has failed, then work backward to identify what went wrong. It forces you to confront risks you'd otherwise ignore.
I also love the part about ego. Our need to be right makes us hold onto losing positions and double down on bad strategies.
The antidote is a commitment to the truth. Don't be attached to outcomes. Be attached to discovering what's true. When you make a mistake, learn from it. Don't defend it.
He even suggests celebrating mistakes. They're your most valuable teachers. He recommends a mistake journal where you document errors and extract lessons.
Right. And systems are more reliable than willpower. Automate good decisions and make bad ones harder. Design your environment for success.
He's skeptical of conventional wisdom. If everyone's doing it, the opportunity's probably gone. Think independently and be willing to go against the crowd.
The book ends with a reminder that life is short. Every day you spend making the same mistakes is a day you could have spent learning. The goal is progress, not perfection.
For me, the takeaway is that the biggest obstacle isn't the economy or competition. It's the person in the mirror, my own biases and blind spots.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
The road less stupid is open to anyone willing to walk it. All it takes is the courage to look at yourself honestly and the commitment to keep getting better.
We'll see you in the next one.